Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I really want to see Jesus someday. Someday. It's not about me, but it's all about him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone on the line tonight. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey, of Spiritual Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. Truly, we thank the Lord for one more night. Hallelujah. One more Friday night to come to worship and to hear what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. During this time, we always need a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, I'm going to pray. I'm going to read a scripture. And then I'm going to pray and I'm going to play a selection that has been requested by the minister for tonight, the woman of God for tonight. And then I'll do the introduction, and I'll turn it over to her. The scripture comes from Psalm 43, and it reads, "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nations. O deliver me from the deceitfulness and unjust men, for thou art the God of my strength. Why do thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Then I will go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my continent and my God." Hallelujah. Glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to glorify your name on tonight. Lord God, we thank you for one more night to come and worship and to hear what thus says the Lord. Father God, we ask you to bless those that are on the line, Father God, and bless those that may come later on the archive to hear your word. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We ask you to bless the woman of God as she come forth to minister unto thy people, Lord God. We know that your word will not come back void, but we pray that it bless and encourage, strengthen, and give peace and comfort to all that come to listen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, I am Reverend Doris Dorsey, your host of Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. At this time, I'm going to play a selection that was requested by our speaker for tonight, and then I'll come back and do the introduction.
Put your hand on your neighbor and say, "You have been touched." Put your hand on them and say, "You have been touched." Mm-hmm.
Wait just a minute. My song went off. Oh, I can get back on in a minute.
Oh, glory.
Oh, with something. Okay.
Say that again. I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor. Say you have been touched.
Hallelujah.
Put your hand on your neighbor. Say you have been touched. Changed. Healed. Save is totally free from sin. Say that again. Totally free from sin.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Because of your unconditional love, talking about the love that God has for his people, glory be to God. And because of God's unconditional love, hallelujah, and Jesus being crucified, hallelujah, for the sins of the world, we are set free, hallelujah. The word of God says, for the Son, for who the Son set free is free indeed, hallelujah. I can walk, hallelujah, I can walk right, I can talk right, I can be who God called me to be, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, your love, hallelujah, by William McDowell, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I think I'm preaching tonight, but I'm going to do the introduction of our speaker. That was a blessed song. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Being set free. Hallelujah. From all my sins, past, present, and future. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am honored to have a woman of God to come tonight to minister the word that I have been, we have kind of ministered with each other on Blog Talk Radio. Again, when I first started, so I have had the privilege of listening to her minister the word of God, and she has had the privilege of listening to our broadcast, and I am honored to have her tonight. I'm talking about Prophetess Denise Benton. She was born in Baltimore, Maryland, where she attended Baltimore County School before relocating to Raleigh, North Carolina. After the death of both of her parents by the age of 9, she was educated in Wake Public School system. She attended North Carolina State University and received her degree in social work. She has 23 years old identical sons, glory be to the name of the Lord. And currently, Prophet Benton serves as CEO of Victory Against All Odds, a non-profit organization for those who have been abused, victim of domestic violence, suffer from mental illness, and much more, under the leadership of Apostle Shirley Robbins, Family Foundation Builders in Lumberton, North Carolina. Prophetess Benton accepted her call into the ministry in 2010. Prior to accepting the call, she served faithfully in the Church of God in Christ for 10 years, where she birthed the church lead, newsletter, and served as the secretary treasurer of the single ministry until she married. Afterwards, she served 10 years in the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship organization as a minister, as well as served on the Children Church Auxiliary. In 2008, Prophetess Ben had a life change after attending the last night of 2 weeks revival in Benson, North Carolina. She never looked back. Under the leadership of Apostle Clarence Blunt, End Time Full Gospel Deliverance Ministry, Benson, North Carolina, Prophetess Benton was trained and served fully as an adjunct and church administrator for 3 years. In 2011, Prophetess Benton launched her ministry, Victory Against All Odds, by Blog Talk Radio, and has traveled across the state ministry and preaching the gospel of Christ. Just recently this year, 2020, Prophetess Benton has released her first autobiography, in that dark place, which is a testimony, a testament of how the Lord led her from the darkest days of her, led her from the darkest days of her life due to child mental, sexual, and physical abuse to deliverance. I introduce to you prophetess Donita Benton. Yeah. Prophetess Benton?
Yes.
I turned it over to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Pastor Dorsey, Spirit-filled woman of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, for this opportunity, for this space to spread the gospel to not only the women of God, but to those who would listen in the coming days, weeks, and months, and to those that would be listening on the line tonight. Woman of God, I just thank you. You are so right. We have been doing Blog Talk for years and supporting each other via our ministries on Blog Talk Radio. And so I thank you for this opportunity, because I believe this is the first time that we've actually just really, you know, connected in this manner. And so I thank you again for what you have been assigned to do in the kingdom of God, the word and the word and the assignment that God has given you in this season, in this hour. Continue, woman of God, to stay focused. Continue to preach the word of God. Continue to lift up others as God will lift you up in your obedience.
Amen. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Donita Benton. I bid you, I thank you for this evening. Thank you for just coming and tuning in. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. We give you glory and honor. Father, we thank you, God, for this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it on this fourth day of the last month of the year. Amen. For representing being complete, or for being the ability to see all sides. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing as we prepare to cross over to 2021. Truly, this, God, has been a year like none other. And so, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you have kept us. You have saved us, you have chastened us, you have rebuked us, and you have saved us. Now that we have, you have our attention, Father God, we thank you as we repent. We thank you, O God, that we turn our eyes, our hearts, and our minds back to you in this hour. And Father, as I digress and you stand, O God, as I release this word on tonight in the ears of the hearer, that we all take heed to the word of God, that we find ourselves doing what we have been called to do, even in the midst of a pandemic. And Father, we thank you, oh God, because even in the midst of a pandemic, you are still blessing, you are still speaking, you are still talking, you are still moving in your rightful place, sitting on the throne, looking down on us. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Yes. So here we are. We are closing the year of 2020. Ooh, what a year it has been. It has been a year of getting our attention. It has been a year of civil unrest. It has been a year of our eyes being open. 2020 represents vision with clarity. That means that we have been walking around blind, double vision, and not really paying attention to the things that have been going around us, because we were being busy doing church instead of being busy being church. That is a difference, because the building is not the church. We are the church. And so after God says enough is enough, he put us in the house, he closed the door, and he told us not to come out until his wrath has passed, meaning his anger. And so here we are. So this is a place where we need to reset. This is a time when we need to think about what was it we were supposed to be doing versus that which we were doing, which did not please unto the Lord. So here we are, we're doing the reset button. And so on this evening, I am not a hoopah holler. That's Pastor Dorsey's vein, and that's her lane, and that's not who I am, and I'm going to be in my vein, in my lane. And so I come this evening not to necessarily preach you happy, but I come to provide, to stir up your most holy faith and your spirit to cause all of us to think about where we are and what we're supposed to be doing. And there are those who are just lost in all of this emotionally, spiritually, financially. Truly, this has been a struggle, a strain for many, you know, and so even in this, you know, we want to deposit what it was or what it is that we are supposed to be doing so that we can give birth to it. Amen. So on tonight, as I bring forth this word of instructions, I pray that it is deposited in your spirit, that you become impregnated. Some will become pregnant on tonight. Others will actually give birth to the very thing they've been carrying and is overdue. Amen. So as we go to the Word of God on tonight, we're going to start off, if you got pen and pencil, I'm a word person. I love scripture. The first scripture is going to be coming out of Isaiah 66, 7 through 9. And I do read various versions, but I'm going to start off in the King James Version. So Isaiah 66, 7 through 9 reads as such. Before she prevailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, said the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, says thy God? Amen. So just as it requires a seed, and I want you all to pay attention. Again, this is not a preach you happy feeling word. This is really a revelatory word for all of us believers in the kingdom of God, those who are trying to figure out, what am I supposed to be doing while I'm in the house? This is it. Just as it requires a seed for conception and birth of a newborn, God is infusing his spirit upon the earth. He is sending the breath of his spirit, and he is upsetting the atmosphere to announce his entry. I want you to hear me. In other words, time is drawing near. Yet while all these things are taking place, the word of God still calls us to be what? Fruitful, multiply in the earth. Again, he is sending the breath of his spirit and upsetting the atmosphere to announce his entry. Yet while all these things are taking place, what things, you ask? I'm glad you did. The thing, the pandemic, social unrest, injustice, isolation, unemployment, economic downfall, depression, many, many deaths, and division, not only division in the United States and across the globe, but division in the kingdom. Yet, as kingdom believers, we are still charged, men and women of God, saints and friends, to remain faithful, focused, and productive. Let's go to another scripture. Go with me to Genesis. We're going to read Genesis chapter 1, and then we're going to skip over to Genesis chapter 9. So I'm saying that so you can get your fingers ready. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 29 read, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the sky and over every living creature that comes on the ground. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." Now let's go to Genesis 9, verse 7. That's Genesis 9, verse 7, and it simply says this. "As for you," he's talking to us, "as for us," he's giving us instruction. He says, "As for you, be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it." Amen. So I don't want to assume. So let's talk about some definitions. Let's get an understanding. And all that I get an understanding. So what is birth? So birth is the emergence of a new individual from the body of its parent. It is the act or process of bringing forth young from the womb. It is a state resulting from being especially at a particular time or place. Another translation in its verb form, birth means chiefly dialect. It means to bring forth. It means to give rise to, and it means simply to give birth to. Amen. Now let's talk about the definition of being fruitful. Fruitful in its adjective means producing good results, beneficial, profitable, meaning producing in abundance. What does multiply mean? Multiply is to increase greatly in number or amount, to become much more numerous. It means to increase in number by reproducing. In other words, we're going to spread. Amen. Mark 16, verses 15, it says, "Then he told them, as you go into all the world, proclaim the gospel to everyone." Amen. We're going somewhere. Just let me lay this foundation. We are going somewhere this evening. So God wants us to reproduce like kind while the earth still remains. He's given us instructions now. As it is written, God literally used a woman to birth his anointing into the earth realm. Amen. So women are designed to give birth, whether it's a baby in the natural or spiritual plan of God. But before we can give birth to anything, there must be a seed present. Therefore, we need male. We can't give birth unless there's a seed. So men are essential. And I said that because those who might be listening that are male, I don't want you to think this is a female-only message. It is not. But I want you to hear this in the spirit realm. So what is seed? A seed is a self-contained unit designed for the reproduction of a species that has a spiritual or well as a physical meaning. I'm going to read that again. A seed is a self-containing unit designed for the reproduction of a species that has a spiritual as well as a physical meaning. So giving birth to vision is as bringing forth a child. We are designed to produce. So don't take what we are birthing for granted. Now, what I failed to do at the opening was to give you the title of the message, and that is Spiritual Birth Vision. It is preparing for spiritual birth. Let's go to Luke 8, verses 11 through 15. And it reads, Jesus compared speaking the word of God to seeds being sown in various kinds of soil. He was saying that words or visions are being planted. It is the same as when a farmer plants his crop and expects them to grow into the type of crop they are supposed to be. So in other words, if I plant a watermelon seed, I'm not going to get a pear. So whatever seed that we are sowing, that is what we expect to reproduce. Amen, somebody. In other words, if you plant a tomato, they start out as a tiny little tomato, but they grow into full development, a fully matured tomato. If you plant pumpkins, they will grow up to produce fully developed pumpkins, so forth and so on. So, in other words, when seeds are planted, the planter begins to envision the end result of having a harvest of fully developed tomatoes, pumpkins, cabbage, beans, watermelons, whatever the seed is that we plant, whether it be in the natural or the spirit, we expect the end result to be a fully developed harvest, whatever seed we sow. Let me pause. This is why we have to be careful of the seeds we sow, because the seeds that we sow, we will reap. Amen, somebody. So he believed that those little entities will produce the crop he desired, talking about the farmer. This process is actually a type of living by faith. Amen, somebody. So in other words, this spiritual growth, you cannot do this. You can't contain this. We can't give birth to without faith. Amen, somebody. So living as an ongoing experience, it is the walk or growth and development of the being that was begun in the seed of life. So now that I've kind of laid a foundation for you, according to the word of God, I want to shift a little bit and talk about what I can, the four principles that are that allows us to deliver a healthy birth. Amen, somebody. So in the natural, we know that labor and delivery is not a guarantee, women of God. Problems do occur, and that we can be very unpleasant for both the mother and the baby as well. Likewise, problems can occur in the process of bringing forth God's vision to pass as well. So what I am doing is we're doing an analogy of the natural and the spiritual. Because while we've been in this house, many, even before the pandemic, have not walked out their purpose, their destiny, the thing that God has designed us to. Every one of us was designed, and we are here with a purpose. God created us because we have an assignment here on the earth. But so many are dying, men and women of God, not fulfilling the purpose that God had planned. Why? Because they're stuck, they're stagnant, they're fearful, and perhaps they did not have spiritual parents, natural parents, to mold and shape them, shape us in being able to be in alignment so that we can push. Amen, somebody. So this evening, I want to deposit in your spirit where we should be and what we should be doing, especially especially now, as we see the day of the Lord approaching, as we are in the beginning of sorrow, as we are experiencing perilous times. Amen. So there are four principles, like I said. And so with that, like I said, problems occur of bringing forth God's vision, as well as in the natural, women may experience problems bringing forth a baby. So whether God has called us, let us reproduce like kind into the earth. Amen. So his church to birth new souls into the kingdom, or to bring forth a vision or a purpose, obstructions and difficulties can arise. And what I'm saying by that is, again, sometimes things don't always go as planned. And sometimes what happens is obstructions come. In the natural, sometimes the baby is breached. Amen. Sometimes in the spirit realm, we may experience many encounters that prevent us from producing and giving birth to the vision that God has called us to do. So this evening, what I want to do and would like to do is I want to give you the four P's, P as in Paul, P's on this evening. I'm going to give you these four P's. If you got pen and paper, I want you to write them down. Amen. And what we're going to do is we're going to compare. We're going to do the comparison in the natural and the spirit, because I want everybody to understand where we're going here and what the Lord is commanding us to do and is requiring of all of us. Amen. No one is exempt, because we all were created with a purpose. So the first P is power. In the natural childbirth, the process may be hindered by inadequate contractions, meaning not consistent, or the body lacks of power to bring forth the baby. Let me say that again. In natural childbirth, the process may be hindered by inadequate contraction, meaning not consistent, or the body's lack of power to bring forth that baby. For any of a number of reasons at the end of our labor, sometimes as women lose strength trying to push the baby out. Likewise, as Christians, we can lose heart and lack of power right before the fulfillment of God's promise. At times, I know that the church feels that it may lack power against the enemy, but my Bible tells us that power belongs to God. Amen, somebody. The next P is passenger. Well, who is the passenger? And I'm pretty sure there are those of you out there know that the passenger is your baby, your vision. Amen. So the passenger is your baby. Another reason for failed childbirth may be due to the passenger, the baby. When the baby is overdue, and I believe on this line tonight, there are some babies overdue. I believe that. There are some people on this line tonight who have not fulfilled their purpose, not produced their promise, not given birth to their baby. Your baby is overdue. So when the baby is overdue in the natural, that means that the baby is larger than the mother can deliver on her own. So if that is the issue, or that is the cause, then it becomes impossible for her to push that baby out. Likewise, the vision or our spiritual passenger may be too large or too great for a small group of believers to birth forth that baby alone. So if we find ourselves that have a vision that's too big, we can't do this alone, men and women of God. We need one another. So we're going to need some help, some assistance. We can't do this alone. We need others to assist us in delivering this baby. Henceforth, we have midwives. Hallelujah. Who's the midwife? The midwife is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit in order to be able to deliver what God has called us, amen, to do in the earth realm. We cannot do this alone. So whatever your baby is, know that we need the Holy Spirit in order to operate, in order to get things done. We need each other, amen, holding each other up, because we are not an island. We need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't forget that. The Holy Spirit is a keeper. It gives us instructions. It tells us exactly where to go, how to go. It tells us when to pause. It tells us when we need to breathe in between labor pains. It tells us when to push and when to hold up. We need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We then need, the next P is the passenger, or passage, not passenger, but passage. So far we have power, we have the passenger, and now we have the passage. A third birthing challenge that occurs during the passage when one's pelvis is too small for the passenger. The spirit of fear can cause one to be stagnant, unable to relax enough for your body to make the necessary changes, so one can do what? Push. In the spirit realm, fear may come upon the believer with a vision, causing them to be delayed or stagnant or stuck. So therefore, we are no longer obedient. So if we are not pushing and we are not delivering our baby as God has instructed us to, men and women of God, can I be honest? Can I be truthful? We are being disobedient. We are out of alignment. And as you know, you can't get nothing done when your wheels are out of line. You just keep turning and turning and turning, never being able to go where you're supposed to go, straight ahead, because you're out of alignment. And so when you try to struggle with that steering wheel, you're going to have a problem, because there's going to be resistance, because your wheels are out of alignment, and so you just keep turning to the left or turning to the right. But we need to be in alignment. And part of that alignment is that God requires us to have unity in the body of Christ. So when unity is present, it causes us to encourage one another in the process of bringing forth God's plan, according to 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. For the body does not consist of one member, but many. So again, men and women of God, we cannot do this alone. We need each other. Therefore, we can't be jealous. We can't be jealous of someone else's plan. God calls all of us to help one another, to birth each other's babies. But we need the Holy Spirit so we know who those people that we are supposed to connect to bring forth this baby, so that we're not stuck and stagnant and out of alignment. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 4 and 13 says, till we all come together in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So again, in the body of Christ, remember when I at the top of the message, I said that we are divided. So you see why we are in the house? Because the world is divided. Shamefully, the kingdom is divided. The church is divided. We are divided about the simple thing. Open the doors of the church, don't open the doors of the church. You're left or you're right. What happened to salvation? What happened to being in the vein of God? And so that is a rebuke to say, if we could just not be divided and get caught up in the things of the world, but be focused on the kingdom, be focused on God. In other words, what I am saying is that we're supposed to look to the hills, which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Our answers and our instructions come from the Lord. So we need to be unified, get back in alignment, talking to everybody on here, including myself. Get back on your post. Get back in the word of God. Get back into hearing the voice of God. Get back into your prayer closet so that you can hear strategically and see with clarity what God is saying to you, to us, to the church, to the kingdom of God. Because at that point, when we are aligned, hallelujah, when we are on point and we are unified, when we are on just one accord, then the world will see us being unified and they will come to us because we have the answers and to where we are going from here. Because I'm going to tell you, this pandemic, hallelujah, is not going nowhere until we get it right. Until God's wrath has passed, until we repent and get in alignment, until we get to the place where we understand that we have an assignment here in the earth. And just because there's a pandemic going on, and just because there's civil unrest, and yes, we pray for the many souls that have gone on, whether they died from COVID, or whether they died because they had cancer, or whether they died from any other illness, we still need to keep praying. We need to keep believing, but we still have to be fruitful, focused, and productive. My last position, my last point, my last P is position. Amen. So we have power. We got to have power. We got to have a passenger, your vision. We have to have passage. And we got to be unified. And the last P is position. It's time to change our posture. And I just got finished saying that. So we can be prepared to deliver the legacy that God has given unto us. This element is critical in nature because if the baby is poised in the wrong position. In other words, if that baby is breached, we got a problem. It can stop the birthing process. The baby's head must be tucked down so that the smallest diameter of the head comes out first. Our position must be correct. In other words, in the timing, in right timing of God, in the right place, in order to bring forth the manifestation of the vision he has for you, for us. I'm going to say that again. So we cannot have a breached baby. That's a problem. That's a big problem. It's head first. Tuck the head down. So the baby's head must be tucked down so that the smallest diameter of the head comes out first. Alignment, order. We have become so out of order, men and women of God. This is why we have angered and kindled the God's wrath, because we've been out of order. We're trying to be grand, and we're trying to make a name for ourselves, and we're too focused on things, and we forgot about God. We forgot about what we were supposed to be doing, spreading the gospel. That is our charge. I'm talking to every minister, teacher, pastor, evangelist, prophet, apostle. I'm talking to all of us. I'm talking to leadership and even lay members, because you were not left out. You have a purpose. God has given you vision in the administration of the kingdom, administration of the church, whether you are in the marketplace, perhaps you're working in Walmart, or perhaps you're working in the school system. You have a purpose. Amen, somebody. So what am I saying? I'm saying Jesus gave you life from God's perspective. He gave you a position. And I'm not talking about position in terms of pastor, prophet, apostle, teacher, evangelist, deacon, bishop. I'm not talking about that position. I am talking about he gave us a stamp. He gave us a position in the kingdom. That position is what the Bible refers to as being in him or in Christ. So God sees you as the finished product of his faith in action. He doesn't see us as sinners or failures or weak or poor or sickly. He sees us as though we were Jesus himself. He sees us as righteous or overcomer. He sees us as strong, as rich, as healthy. God sees us in our finished work. And so I say to you who are struggling mentally with all of this that's going on, we were not created to be isolated. We weren't created to be alone. And so for real, there are people who are struggling mentally, social anxiety, battling suicide, battling mentally about all of this. And I am saying to you, if we align ourselves, position ourselves in Christ, be in our right timing and in our right place so that we can bring forth the manifestation of the vision that he has in you. But I'm also saying, if that is you on tonight, if you are struggling, again, you do not struggle alone. Don't struggle alone. Don't be so prideful that you can't cry out for help. There's much help out there. Amen, somebody. God promised that his people will give birth to the plan, vision, and purpose he has given to you because he is our help. His word tells us that we will have fruit from an intimate walk with Christ, and our fruit will be healthy and multiply. We just got to have an ear to hear. We've got to be subject to the Spirit, subject to those that may have rule over us. But most importantly, we need to be in alignment. We need to be divinely connected to Christ. This is not the time to fall away. And so there's much falling away in this hour, and God is calling us to rededicate our life, our situation, our mindset, and our will unto the Lord on tonight. So what am I saying? I am saying, are you womb ready to conceive the seed? I'm going to ask that again. Are you womb ready to conceive the seed? And so I'm hearing that there's going to be a piercing. But some of you, even on tonight, some of you are going to get this word, and there's going to be a piercing so that the seed connects to the womb. And so I hope and pray that this stirs up your most holy faith, because we've got to have faith that God's will for our life, men and women of God, we shall bring forth to it. We shall birth it. Amen, somebody. I'm slowing down because I want you to allow that to deposit in your spirit. So again, are you womb ready to receive the seed? And for those of you who are listening, that seed is going to look different for you, your neighbor, your brother, your sister in Christ. But whatever that seed is for you, that's your seed. That's your seed. And men of God, men who are listening, you know how important that is. That's your seed. That's your DNA. That's your blueprint. Your blueprint. And like any mother, when she brings forth her baby, she's going to protect it with all she got. She's not going to let anybody try to snatch her baby. Amen, somebody. Are you womb ready to be stretched? Again, at the top I said, some of you are pregnant, and it is time for you to push your baby. For others of you, you are already pregnant. And God just needed you to hear this word so that you can push your baby out. So whatever your vision is, whether that is in the marketplace, your entrepreneurship, our car dealership, whatever it is, and that can be whatever it is, just like I said, it's time, men and women of God, to walk in your purpose. Do not die without fulfilling the purpose and the plan that God has for you. Don't do that. Do not allow that to be you. Are you wound righteous for this season of your life to birth forth a future? Are you wound righteous for this season of your life to birth forth a future? I'm going to say it one more time. Are you womb ready for this season of your life to birth forth a future, even in the midst of a pandemic? Yes. Because just because we're in a pandemic don't mean God ain't working. As the woman of God read my bio, I birthed forth my book in the midst of the pandemic. Because while we're in the house and God has given us a break from the busyness that we were doing, it's time for us to work. Get the things done that's been put on the shelf. That book, 8 years old. Eight. 8 years. I started that book 8 years ago. I just needed this moment to be still in Him to finish it and bring it forth. Because women of God, you know what I'm saying. When we're pregnant and we end up having a stillbirth, or for whatever reason we lose that baby prematurely, it leaves us empty. And there's a hole in your soul when you can't bring forth that which God has given unto us. When we feel like there's no one around that we can trust to help us birth forth this baby. Or we've been burnt too many times that we don't want to trust someone to help bring forth my vision. But I bid you that you cannot charge everyone for someone else's mistake. Don't do that. Because even though there may be wounds, everybody has wounds. We all have been wounded. Christ was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. You are going to be bruised. You are going to be wounded. You are going to be deceived. You're going to be bamboozled. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be cheated. But even in all of that, we give that over to the Lord. Because they sow the seed, they're going to reap it. But don't you be guilty of doing the same thing someone else did unto you. For then the seed that you sown, you will reap. Don't be like them. Faithful, be focused, be productive. Every pregnancy solves a problem in the earth. This is why we must push. And each time we deliver a promise, men and women of God, we change history because we are birthing a nation. Isaiah 66. I'm going to say that again. Each pregnancy solves a problem in the earth realm. That's why you were born. Before you were born, before you were created, God knew you. So in the realm of the spirit, as far in the spirit realm that you can imagine, God saw you before you were even seated with your parents, between your parents. He already knew that you had purpose in the earth. So he sent you forth through your parents to come into the earth realm because you have purpose. You were seated, and then you were born. Now we in the physical must birth forth the spiritual things in the earth realm. This is why you have to push. And again, I remind you, if your baby is too big, then get some help. Find someone who has like spirit, same vision, and come together so that this baby can be birthed. And each time we deliver a promise, we change history because we are birthing a nation. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you. We give you glory and honor, O God. Father, I thank you, O God, and I pray that this word, O God, seeds into the souls of the listeners. Father God, that they bring forth their baby. Father God, that they, that the pregnancy that they have, O God, that pregnancy solves an issue, that they will be obedient and they will align themselves, they will position themselves so that they can be prepared to deliver their legacy. Father God, let us not be out of alignment. Let us not, oh God, be disobedient to that which God has charged us in this time, in this season, in this hour. Father, you know what is before us. And even in the midst of the pandemic, Father, you're still speaking. You're still blessing. You're still giving instruction. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for the woman of God on this evening. As I lift her up in prayer, oh God, even that which God has seated in her, her legacy, hallelujah, her birthing vision, oh God, Father God, let her carry out her legacy in these last days. And Father, touch her body. Oh God, Father God, and heal everywhere she hurts, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, you are the great physician. You are a healer. Father God, touch now in the name of Jesus so that we all, oh God, that she, hallelujah, continue in the faith of you, oh God, continue, oh God, doing your will and spreading the gospel. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. And we lift up Prophet Washington on this evening, oh God. Touch her body. Hallelujah. Oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give her strength where she has been weakened. Align her body, oh God, according to its original plan. Heal, oh God, and deliver. Set free, restore, oh God, so that she be a testament, oh God, of your healing virtue, of your healing power, of your healing strength. She shall live and not die. Declare the work of the Lord so that she too, oh God, will bring forth her baby, that she too will position and be able to push, oh God, her baby out so that she too, oh God, deliver, oh God, a promise that will change a nation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I turn it back over to you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophetess Benton, I don't know what to say. That was a mighty prophetic word for us tonight. You know, the Lord has been delivering message ever since I opened Spirit-Filled Women back up by the women of God. But he has also tonight come to us and let us know exactly where we are, what we need to do. That was a spiritual, natural a birth and a spiritual birth. And then you talk about the four P's, the power, the passenger, the passage, and the position. And you also mentioned about us doing things on our own, that God don't want us to do things on our own. It's just so much. I don't want to take away or add on. But I just tell you, that was a wonderful prophetic word tonight. And I believe that everybody that was on the line tonight heard what the Lord is saying unto us during this time. And we really need to be getting back about our Father's business and doing what God has called us to do. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you so much for accepting the invitation and coming on and bringing that, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to use you to bring a word for us tonight. That word encourages us. It lets us know exactly what God expects of us. It lets us know that how we need to be. We need to be about doing what God has called us to do, not looking at so much of the world and what's going on in the world, but to keep focusing on God and what he has called us to do. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophet Ben, do you want me to open the line for prayer or any remarks?
Yes, if that's where the Lord is leading you, you are more than welcome to do that. Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to open the lines for everybody, and if you need prayer or you, let's see, show all of them open. All the lines are open now. So if there's anybody on the line that needs prayer or you want to say something to Prophet Ben tonight,
let us keep our Deacon Holiday in prayer, Dr. Dorsey.
Amen.
And the family.
Okay. Prophetess Deacon Holiday is one of the deacons in our church. He's in the hospital. And would you pray for him, please, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, oh God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, we send the Spirit of God, oh God, to his hospital room right now. We lift up Deacon Holiday right now. Father, you know what he has need of. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, oh God, for renewing him afresh, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you would heal, touch, and deliver. Oh God, align every organ, every tissue, every muscle, every cell in the name of Jesus. Father God, Father God, for he is your manservant. Father, we thank you, oh God, for he loves you in the name of Jesus, oh God, and he serves you with his whole heart in the name of Jesus. So we bind the enemy right now that would cause him, oh God, to be downtrodden, oh God, with sickness or disease in the name of Jesus. We call forth your healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we touch and agree on tonight. Hallelujah, oh God, for his healing. He shall live and not die. He shall declare the work of the Lord. He shall walk, hallelujah, and not faint. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Prophet Ben, I truly thank you for praying for Deacon Holiday. Deacon Holiday is one of the deacons at our Churchville Chapel, Baptist Church in Columbia on Leesburg Road. And Deacon Chapman is a deacon that always blessed me, and I always call to check up on him all the time.
Bless
and
the Lord.
Thank you so much for praying for him, because he really means a lot to me. He's a special deacon. He's one that loves the Lord, and he knows he loves the Lord.
He
expresses his love for the Lord. So I thank you. Yes, Lord.
Good.
Is there anybody else that was Evangelist Meekin, I thank you for asking for the prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
More than
Amen.
Welcome. You said what you said is so true. He's such a powerful man of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Is there anybody?
God be the glory.
Anybody
Amen.
Else? Yes. Anybody else want prayer? All right. I'm going to make a little announcement, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Prophetess Ben. Prophet, and then you can tell, before we go offline, Prophetess, you can tell them about your book and how to get it. And then you can just dismiss us, all right?
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, I got some announcement for next week. On Sunday, Reverend Dorsey will be speaking at In His Presence Ministry at 1 o'clock. On Wednesday, Reverend Doss will be doing Bible study at In His Presence Ministry at 1 o'clock. And on Sunday, back to Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sister in Christ Ministry, we have another member of our church, Sister Cynthia Hayes,
Amen.
A woman of God that loves the Lord and speaks the Word of God. She's going to come and minister for us on next Friday at 7 p.m.
Amen.
And then on the 13th of this month, we're going to have Elder Dixon. She's from Gill Creek Baptist Church here in Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, Reverend Doss will come back from In His Presence Ministry with Bible study that Wednesday. And then we'll have on the 18th another woman of God from Ville Chapel Baptist Church, one of his sisters. We're going to have Miss Willie Weaver. She's going to come,
Amen.
A woman of God that loves the Lord too and worship God, and God has really blessed her. She has a powerful testimony too. So she's
Bless
going to come
man.
And minister for us on the 18th. And then on the 20th of December is our anniversary for In His Presence Ministry and Spirit-Filled Woman. We have been on Blog Talk Radio for 11 years. We have never had an anniversary of either one of them, or well, we've had a revival with In His Presence Ministry. So on the 20th, I'm going to leave that to Reverend Doss to come and bring a word, because that's his Sunday. But then on Christmas on the 25th, I'll come back at do a Christmas service. I'll make it at 10 o'clock, and I'll come back and bring a word for that. And then on the fourth Sunday, I'll come back and bring another word. Amen. So we truly thank God for allowing us to still be able to minister His word. And again, I thank you all, everybody, for coming on the line tonight. And Prophetess Benton, you have really blessed us with a word on tonight.
Amen.
It is something for all of us to think about our duties to God and what He has called us to do, and the positions that God has placed us in. We need to really do be about with God, not walk around being fearful of things and allowing the world to distract us and keep us from doing what God has called us to do. And always remember that we can't do it by ourselves.
So
you know, we are all God's children, so we need to be in unity with one another. So truly, we
That's
thank
right.
God. Amen. Amen. So, Prophetess Benton, you tell about your book, and you make your remark, and then you can dismiss us. And God bless you so much, and I thank you for coming tonight and giving us that powerful word. And I pray that you come back again. So I turn it over to you.
Amen.
Thank you. Pastor Dorsey, for this opportunity, this space to share the gospel with you. It is wonderful to be able to connect with you in this manner. Thank you all for coming and listening. I pray that there was something that you were able to glean from the Word of God, and that you will take heed to what it is that God would have us to do as disciples of Christ in the earth realm, and that we're just not aimlessly roaming around doing nothing, but, you know, kicking up dust, as they used to say back in the day. As far as my book is concerned, again, the Lord has blessed me to be able to finish and complete this book. It is a testament in that dark place. And I am pretty sure everyone on the line listening, and those that would listen in the future, have had moments of darkness in their life, their struggle, whatever situation that may be for you. So in that dark place is a testament of how the Lord guided me through my dark place of child abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse. And so at the age of 7, just to give you a little bit of background, the Lord introduced Himself to me. I didn't grow up in the church at all. But the Lord introduced himself to me at 7. And from that point, he introduced himself as the creator of heaven and earth. He introduced himself as the King of Kings. So as a 7-year-old, my interpretation is that he is my daddy and I am his princess, and that he was rich in houses and land. So as a 7-year-old, my interpretation was that, oh, my daddy rich, so I can have whatever I want. All I have to do is act. Henceforth, the birth of my identical twin boys that I asked for at the age of 7. 20 years later. 20 represents the number of expectancy. 20 represents waiting. 20 represents service and responsibility and accountability. So 20 years later, I gave birth to the thing that I put in the atmosphere. And I say that because I want you to hear that it is absolutely possible, and that God does hear when we speak things that is not as though they were. Now, back to the book. So in that dark place was my walk with Christ in my dark place. He navigated me through some of the most horrific things that a little girl could ever experience. And I came out not even smelling like smoke. Did that mean I didn't go through? Oh, I did. I went, but because I already had Christ walking with me, you know, in my loader bar, then here we are, right here on today. If you would like to purchase this book, you can either go through PayPal. I have Square, and I also have Cash App. My Cash App is $, capital V as in victory, lowercase against all odds. So it's capital V, lowercase A-A-O, victory against all odds. So again, it's $, capital V, lowercase A, and the letter O. The cost of the book is $15. If you do not have Cash App, you can email me at odds_against_AGAINST_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against_U@yahoo.com. And I can assist you with either doing a manual Square over the phone, or send you the cash of the PayPal link, or you can just Cash App me. And if you do decide to Cash App for a book, just on the 4, just make sure that you say book, so I'll know that that's what you are Cash Apping me for. And also send me your address so that I can put that in the mail. And I thank you for your support. It has been a blessing. Little did I expect it to be what it is. I am on my 3rd shipment as we speak. I've sold over 40 books. And I'm going to be honest with you, I did not expect it to be that blessing. That book has traveled places I probably will never go. And so, again, I am humbly grateful for what God has done. And he can do it. If he do it for me and I'm nobody, he can do it for you too. Amen, somebody. That's your vision. Amen. And so, again, thank you for just allowing me to be able to share what the Lord has shared with me. So let us pray. We all can go to bed. I was going to say go home, but we are probably already home. We can go and wrap up our night, get ready for tomorrow. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the word on tonight. Father God, I ask and I I ask that it blessed somebody, oh God, that someone heard your instructions, someone heard what we are supposed to do, that someone was encouraged. We bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of distraction. We bind the spirit of sickness. We bind any and everything, oh God, that is not like you, and we send it to the abyss, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, infuses us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that it incubates us, oh God, with the fire of God. Let every anti-power bondage break in our life, and let every stranger flee from our life, from our spirit, and that the Holy Spirit takes control. In Jesus' name we pray. Let as we sleep, as we slumber, Father God, we thank you for being a watchman, a watchtower. Watch over us, oh God, that we sleep with sweet rest, oh God. Let no harm or danger come nigh our dwelling, oh God. Let us wake and be strengthened. Let us be refreshed. Let us be renewed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Everyone have a good night.
Amen. God bless and everyone, good night, and may heaven smile upon you. And thanks again for coming. And I look forward to you coming back again. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Likewise. And then I'll set up so that we can do on the line as well. Amen. And everyone have a wonderful holiday. If I don't get to speak to you before the holidays, have a wonderful, Merry Christmas.
Amen. You too. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Good night.
Good night.